The deadline is tomorrow, actually. So if you haven't gotten it in the mail, I'd skip the mail and I would fax, I would email or hand deliver to 317 Croy in Nagani. pick up the phone, 475-4268. That's John's home number there. Also, the email address for there is Nagani Invitational, all one word, NaganiInvitational.com. That's the website. So, you know, you need to get it there because last year we actually turned away a dozen teams.
Well, this is the deadline to get your team registered for the
NIT.
That's
correct. Yeah, that's correct. So, yeah, and you hate to turn teams away. I mean, I'm putting a team together in the old timers division there to 45 and older. Yeah. And, you know, it's work trying to get a hold of the guys, and you know, people move, people have different numbers. In this day and age, nobody has a house phone anymore. Everybody has a cell phone.
Right.
Well, good luck with that. They don't publish cell phone numbers.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But you know,
so the key is even if something was in the mail and was postmarked, that's not your deadline. Is you got to know tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. We bracket on Saturday and Sunday. So you know, I mean, it's happened where we've had teams that got their entry in late, worked out, we had seven teams in, they're the eighth. Hey, the magic number, you know, we need eight teams, you know, it makes the bracket better. But that doesn't mean, you know, if you're, you know, like, well, a Class A, we turn teams away.
Sure.
You know, I mean, and most of the people in the broadcasting area aren't playing Class A, but,
Any indication so far? I mean, is it looking like a full boat as usual, probably, this year?
I think so. You know, again, I know it's been in the paper, and, you know, Sarah Stream did a great job last year of resurrecting. I did see in the paper, I misquoted, I said it had been like 20-year hiatus, but it's actually 15 years, I guess, that there hadn't been a women's division.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and that, of course, brings new blood into the tournament.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of female athletes out there that can play at the at that level, you know, and, you know, Carly Benson's got her team in, Sarah Stream has a team in, Allie Tinknell has a team in, you know, so we have some teams that are already committed, but what we'd really like to see in that bracket is a true Class A and Class B. You know, you will still get a consolation bracket, but it would be better to have more teams and, you know, really...
So really, the bottom line is that if you're looking at doing a team for the Nagani Invitational Basketball Tournament and you're not in today... By the time tomorrow rolls around, you better be driving out to John Basolo's house and knocking on the door and saying, hey, you know, which is that address you gave?
Yeah, exactly. 317 Croy and Nagani.
Or call.
Or call them at the 475-4268 because, and we've had people that have called, you know, maybe they're in, you know, Houghton area, your stomping grounds or whatever, and they say, hey, you know, is it okay if we give you our roster over the phone or we fax you the roster and we give you the money at the game? Yeah, we've done that before. You know, when you show up with your 7-8 guys or whatever and everybody ponies up and gives us the $100 entry fee, you play the game. You know,
the key is you guys are drawing up brackets this weekend, so you need to know who's in.
Yeah, well, and then you throw the printer into it, you know. Yeah. I mean, he's got to print the brackets and then we've got to get them in the mail. It's, you know, you can't delay it any further. The games are going to be starting here, you know, shortly. Obviously, the 23rd of March the tournament starts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not looking that far down the road here.
Talk real quick, Lance, about the schedule, the weekends, and how they lay out. What's the latest plan with that?
Okay, well, we're going to, the first weekend that we have that's actually slated for a weekend of just one class would be March 30th, 31st, and 1st. That's going to be the women's weekend. That's when we got that slated. And also Class C, that's going to fall on a weekend as well. April 13th, 14th, and 15th, that's Class B weekend, and also 45 and older. So I told John, if we don't get enough teams for 45 and older, you can just slot us in Class B, and I'll guard Billy Hill or something, you know?
That'll
be nice.
That'll work well for you.
Yeah, as he's jumping over me to dunk or whatever, you know? and then Class A, of course, is at the end there, the April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. But as I said earlier, the tournament does kick off on the 23rd of March. That's when, you know, Class D, Double D, Double E, and E, all of them kind of intertwine through there. And we'll have finals on different weekends. Of course, the teams that get in will get a copy of their schedule, so they'll know when they actually play, of course.
And, of course, Class A weekend will have all of the standard competitions that people have grown to get accustomed to, the three-point shootout and the slam dunk competition and all of that.
Yep, definitely, yeah. And we've got, right now, Stonehouse has a team in there in Class A, as well as Heads the Bed. Those are the only two that were in as of Sunday that I saw rosters for.
They'll be in.
Yeah, but we are turning them away now, with the top prize money and everything. We gave away $25,000 in trophies and awards last year, and all of our proceeds do go back to the community, which that's something that we like to try to do.
And the games are, for those that maybe live under a rock, where do you hold the games in Negaunee?
Lakeview Memorial Gymnasium. And the tournament starts March 23rd, runs through April 22nd. The deadline is tomorrow, $100 entry fee. Again, John's home phone number, which is also a fax number, is 475-4268, and NeganeeInvitational.com. And then 317 Croy Avenue if you're going to drop it off.
Bringing it in by person.
Yep.